Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. My guest today is Pella resident and artist, Melinda Van Zee. All right, Melinda, we see you every day over here at Historic Pella Trust on the corner of Main Street and Liberty, just across from the radio station, so I pop over and talk to you all the time. But this morning, you shared something very interesting about yourself. Let us know, again, who you are over here at Historic Pella Trust, and then what you do as a part-time project, a hobby, and even somewhat of an income for you.
Yes, well, here at the Historic Pella Trust, I am the executive director, and I'm here in the mornings working on helping the Historic Pella Trust board to preserve the historic structures that are in Pella. And so that's one hat that I wear. In the afternoons and the evenings, I wear another hat, and that is that I have a studio in my home, and I have an art business. And so I create artwork, and I take it to art shows, art fairs around the state.
What's the name of that business?
Well, the name of the business is Melinda's Passion LLC. And I have Melinda's Studio on Facebook, and I have a website at melindavanzee.com.
All right. And you've got a really cool project coming up that you actually completed with, I believe. I came in, as I mentioned, just to talk business, and we've got some fun coming out of that. So what do you have that you're working on or that you have been working on? Share that a little bit, if you would.
Well, I have one large project that I've been working on for about a year. I participate in a painter's critique group up in Des Moines. And I go up once a month, and we bring in whatever we're working on and critique each other's work, help each other grow stronger. But one thing we do as a group is hold a yearly show. And so I'll be participating in that at the beginning of November. And this year, the show, they really put a challenge down for us. We have to each create a 4-foot by 6-foot piece to bring to the show. So I just recently have finished up the final painting on that project.
So if it was a painting, I'm imagining you standing there in Melinda's studio, and you've got this massive 4-foot by 6-foot empty canvas in front of you. What's going through your mind besides panic?
A lot of blank space, blank white space. And, you know, I've taught art for years. I've painted for years. And I know that that is the moment for great big deep breath. And so with this project, I had to kind of work myself into it. I started with a sketch. Then I did some composition studies. Then I worked on enlarging that sketch. Then I did some small watercolor, you know, sort of prep work, practicing on what color palette I might want to use. I made maybe 7 or 8 small watercolors. Then I started by 4 16 by 20 small paintings where I was working out some of the techniques that I might want to use, some of the layering. And I didn't even complete all of those 4 pieces. And then I was ready to start the big one, you know, but all of that practice and all of that work led up to, okay, now I'm ready to jump in and start doing the line work. And then you just take it a step at a time.
So how much time passes from the beginning with the blank canvas till you tackle that big dog?
Well, this project took me about a year. And I would say the blank canvas I had ready probably late spring, early summer. And I did some of those color studies throughout the summer. And then really particularly late summer, really started working on, okay, adding the line work and then the text and then some texture. Then some of the areas of this piece have anywhere from maybe 5 to 7 or 8 layers of color in order to get a real depth and intensity. So every day I try to work a little bit, you know, I probably don't get to it every day, but I try to really schedule some time to add it a piece at a time. And so then I just, as I approach the work, I just say, what does it need next? What does it need next? And I just keep asking myself that question.
So you've got this big art project, and I, as you mentioned, the theme was kind of all of your past's work, correct?
Yes, the title of the show is going to be Summation. And so the challenge they gave to this group of artists was to create a work 4 by 6 that is the summation of all of the work that you've done before. And that was kind of an epic challenge, it seemed to me. And so I had to kind of break it down a little bit and say, what is the piece that I am ready to create next? And then as I created the project, what was so interesting to me was how many pieces of projects I've done in the past came out in this piece. whether it was a type of art technique I was using, it was a specific color that was one of my favorite colors that I'd used in past pieces, or whether it was a layering technique. It's really interesting that as you continue to work, how your work really, in a way, can't help but be a summation of everything that came in the past.
So anyone who would be familiar with your work, whether it's fans of yours or friends and family, is this something that we're going to look at and go, that's a Van Zee?
Well, you might. One thing that several people in the Pella area know me for is tulip collages that I've made, where I've taken vintage hymnals, vintage scripture pages, collage them, and then done them in the shape of a tulip and added a lot of really beautiful golds to those. So that color palette is in this piece, that really rich gold. I've done some other pieces using that gold because for me it sort of portrays that idea of light. So that will definitely, I think that the gold color will be what will stand out for people.
A couple of words that we had in our pre-conversation before we started rolling were that we giggled about were epicness and intensity. So is this epic? And my other question I asked you earlier, any grown men going to leave this weeping?
Epic is a pretty big word. And I try not to think that word myself as I'm creating, or else I would stop creating. And so I never really know what the outcome is going to be for people who view a piece of work. I really have taught myself to learn to focus on putting out on the canvas what it is that I need to say next. And then once I'm finished, then I just release the outcome of what anybody might bring to that canvas and what they how they might approach it. And so it's always interesting, though, to me when I share my work. It can be kind of intimidating to share your work, but I always learn something about the work by sharing it, because people tell me their stories and they tell me what they see. And I have a lot of aha moments at that. And so that's why I enjoy sharing it.
Very good. Again, we're here with Melinda Van Zee, Executive Director by day of the Historic Pella Trust. Now, Melinda, for those who are interested in heading out to your event and seeing all these epicnesses, where can they find this? And go ahead and invite them out if you would.
Well, the Summation Art Event is hosted by the Paint Pushers Group, and it will be up in Des Moines. It is Saturday, November 9, from 4 to 8 p.m. It is going to be held at the Fitch Gallery, which is in downtown Des Moines. The address of the Fitch is 304 15th Street, Studio 100 in downtown Des Moines. And you can go to the Paint Pushers website and Facebook page and learn more, or you can go to Melinda Van Zee Studio Facebook page, and there's information about the show on there.
So while we do have a lot of great culture here in town, this will be a great way to head up to Des Moines, maybe grab some dinner and get some culture up there.
Definitely. It's really exciting for me to meet with other professional artists who do work around the state and share their work all around the country. And they really inspire me, and they help to keep me on task and to challenge me. And I always think that that's really good as an artist, to continue to challenge yourself to grow.
Very good. It's always a pleasure, Melinda. I'm so glad I stopped in this morning and spoke with you. Good luck with your event, and we'll catch you soon.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official weather eye meteorologist forecast is next.